My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things to My Mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, it looks like millions of older Americans are unprepared for retirement. We're going to talk about why and some of the things you can do to help yourself prepare.
Most Americans believe they will need to acquire more than $1 million to retire comfortably.
But many, including a significant number of older people, are far from reaching that savings goal. A new survey from financial services firm Credit Karma shows 27% of all Americans have no retirement savings, including 401ks and Roth IRAs. And 27% of these respondents are aged 59 and older.
CBS News Money Watch Associate Managing Editor Amy Peake joins us now. Amy, these are some pretty big statistics that Elaine just rattled off there. Now, you wrote an article for CBSNews.com exploring older Americans' troubling lack of retirement savings and more. So in addition to these statistics, Credit Karma also found about one in five respondents, 59 and older, don't even have retirement accounts. That's the highest share of any generation.
Before we get into the whole conversation and get her response, I do want to say this. The idea that people don't even have these accounts is startling because you can't start something you don't even have. 27%, that's one out of every four individuals, do not have some type of retirement account. And this is very scary. So if you do have some type of retirement account, consider yourself lucky. Consider yourself one of the few that might have a chance to retire happily. But let's listen to her response. Let's see what we can do because we know the problem now. Now, how are we going to find the solution?
Yeah, it might seem a little bit of a surprise given that, boomers started working at a time when pensions were a lot more common than today. And not many workers today have pensions. But it comes down to the fact that, you know, throughout the generations, even boomers, a lot of people just don't have access to retirement plans. They don't work for a company that has a 401k or a pension. And so it's been on them to save. And that makes it a lot harder to put away money if your employer isn't offering a plan like that. And I also want to point out that, you know, the boomer generation has a lot of older women who maybe didn't work full time, work part time, or they were more likely to stay at home and raise a family than younger generations. And we know for a fact that older women are less prepared for retirement than older men for that reason. So kind of all those things boil down to the fact that, yes, there are a lot of older Americans heading into retirement without any of their own retirement savings.
You see how she said some of them don't have access to a retirement plan like 401k through their job. So they don't have a retirement account. But you don't have to have a job to have a retirement account. You can open up your own individual retirement account. That's what financial advisors do. People come to me all the time, say, hey, Mr. Ridgway, I need to save for retirement. I ask them, do you have an individual retirement account that you can contribute to, help reduce some of your taxable income in the current year? No. What's an IRA, right? These are very important terms to know because if your job is not offering a 401k or a match or something like that, and you need an alternative to save for retirement, not having a 401k is not an excuse. You have assets. You can open up your account. You can get things started so you can start saving for your future. And what we're going to see a little bit later on, let's say you're 55, you're like, you know, it's a little bit too late. The government is actually on your side to give you what they call a catch-up provision, meaning they understand that you're approaching your retirement years. You need a little more in your retirement account. So what they're going to do, they're going to allow you to contribute more money and catch up for some of the contributions that you may not have had back in the past, or maybe you've didn't have enough access to money in order to put into these accounts. But as you approach retirement, you're having a little bit more liquid money to do that. Okay, so let's keep going here.
Amy, this survey comes as lawmakers grapple with the health of Social Security. It is on track to be depleted in just 10 years. So how exactly would that hurt retirees?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. The truth of the matter is Social Security will still be there, but everybody on Social Security is looking at a cut to their benefits. And right now, the current benefits will be cut to about 77 cents on the dollar. So, you know, that's especially going to hurt those retirees who are entering retirement or in retirement without any of their own savings, because it means they're going to take a more than 20% shave to their benefits. And we know that already at current benefit levels, it's hard to make ends meet if you're only getting Social Security. And experts say, you know, if this happens, we're probably going to see an increase in poverty among older Americans. So it could be devastating for a lot of retirees.
We say this all the time on the show that Social Security should not be your golden parachute to retirement. You should not think, oh, I have Social Security, I'm going to be able to make it. That is not how it's going to work. Okay, yes, you've contributed 30 years into the Social Security system. Taxes out of each one of your checks has come out to pay for Social Security. And you're thinking, okay, this is going to be my retirement plan. It is not. Even on the Social Security website, it says that you should rely on different means in order to pay your monthly expenses. Even on the you can go to ssa.gov right now and you can look at it and it will tell you, don't depend on us. And now if it's dropping to 77 cents on the dollar, that's even more incentive to start your own financial planning to reach your retirement goals, because no one is going to save you. Saving for retirement is do it yourself. We try to depend on pensions. We try to depend on 401ks. We try to depend on Social Security, and we just can't do it. You have to develop your own plan. You have to create your own individual retirement account. You need to make sure you're contributing to your own 401k. You need to make sure that you are making the decisions that's going to save you in retirement. Because if you just depend on the government to do it, this is exactly what's going to happen. You are at the mercy of what is going to happen in 2035, 10 years from now, or 15 years from now. Public policy, don't depend on them. Accumulate your funds now, take control of your retirement, and make sure that you have the resources you need in your older age.
Amy, so what is your practical advice? What can older Americans do to boost their retirement savings?
Yeah, well, talking with experts about this, you know, they say there are a few things to do. You know, one is if you have access to a 401k plan or another type of retirement plan, you can actually do a catch-up contribution if you're over 50. And that's been increased by Congress and the IRS. So, for instance, in 2023, people over 50 can save up to $30,000 in their 401ks or other retirement plans. And that's $7,500 more than people under 50. So if you can do it, do it. But we know for a fact that only about 18% of people do these catch-up savings. The other thing to do is a really small change. It's called automatic escalation. If you have a 401k, you can say to your 401k plan, increase my contribution by 1% a year. So you're going to go from maybe 10% to 11%, you know, each year. And that's a small change, but it really can make a difference over time. So that's another benefit that you can look forward to.
You know, I think this is really scary. Only 18% are taking advantage of the catch-up provision. Once again, if you know anything about IRA contributions or even contributing into your 401k, which are pre-tax dollars into this case, you lower your taxable income. So they're saying, listen, we are going to allow you to put more money into this account if you so choose. And people aren't taking advantage of it. I mean, 80% of people are not taking advantage. And you may say, well, a lot of people don't know about it, right? Okay, well, you know about it. Are you taking advantage of the catch-up provision if you are over the age of 50? Do you have an IRA? Do you have a brokerage account? Are you saving for your retirement? How much are you saving? These are very important questions we need to ask ourselves as we approach retirement, because we don't, as she said, there's going to be a majority of elderly individuals who are living in poverty, and they're going to have to suffer in silence because their pride is not going to say, hey, I need some help. Hey, I made a mistake. Hey, Mr. Ridgway said, hey, I need to do something, but what did I do? I did nothing. So if you do need some help, once again, we're not saying you're in trouble. We're not saying that you need to just give up and, you know, you only live once and just spend until you can't spend anymore, right? We're not saying that. We're saying just prepare. So if you need some help, once again, we have our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It goes over debt management, goes over savings, investing, and wealth transfers. One thing we always talk about is, where are your financial five? Your financial five should be your financial advisor. It should be your accountant. It should be your lawyer. It should be your power of attorney. And it should be your executor. These are your financial five. If you don't have a financial five in your life, you need to start getting these people organized today. These are going to be the people that are going to help you increase your probability of success in retirement, so you are not living in poverty. If you need some help, my name is AB Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. I've helped people like you. Link is in the description. I'll love to help you out. If you love episodes like this, make sure that you check out our other episodes. We're going to put some links some right here on YouTube. And then if you're listening to our podcast, you can choose any of our 300 episodes and they will get you on the right track to saving for your retirement. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.